Trey Tucker is on the Raiders' initial 53, one of six receivers kept, per Levi Edwards at Raiders.com and Sam Gordon at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. That is the week's hard fact, and nearly its only one, because the number we've now spent 3 weeks waiting for still hasn't shown up. The lone trace of Tucker in Thursday's finale coverage is a photo caption in Gordon's recap showing him running the ball past a Niners defender. The article body carries no Tucker target, reception, or yard. A caption is not reported usage, so we won't count it as any. His usage with the starters remains the one number August did not produce, right through August's last game. The room around him moved plenty. Philip Dorsett II, Brandon Johnson, and Devin Tompkins were released, per Adam Hill at the Review-Journal. Noah Brown was released on August 24th, 8 days after signing, per Hill. Corey Rucker is on injured reserve, per Gordon. And Clint Kubiak said out loud that the Raiders may add a receiver off waivers. It's a possibility. We're first in the order, so that's something we're going to look hard at, per Edwards. Last week's episode carried Hill's mid-August roster survey, which had Tucker and Jalen Naylor locked in as the top two. The cutdown is consistent with that, but no source restated it this week, and an open waiver hunt is the closest thing to a counterweight. For anyone hearing this fresh, the June read on Tucker was built on volume as identity. He led the Raiders in receiving yards last season, 696 of them, on 57 catches with 5 touchdowns, by our 2025 numbers, and the risk was the rebuilt building around him squeezing that volume down. Nothing in August tested it, because nothing in August measured him. We'll be back when the number finally exists. Data via NFLverse.